fifth pack of Tamura, first Mishnah. Had to someone do some process to cause the Bechor of his animal not to be a Bechor. He has a cow that was expecting its first offspring. He says the fetus, when it's being born, should be a zocher, should be an oila. If she gave birth to a male, then it's an oila. In the cave of the Shalom, in the cave of the Kol Shalom. So Mikitzur, he's basically making this bechor becoming to oila Shalom and not a bechor. Im zocha oila in the cave of Zifchei Shalomim. He said if it's a zocha should be an oila, if in the cave should be Zifchei Shalomim. Yolda zocha in the cave, what happens if she gave birth to twins? So you could have oila in the cave of Tikorim Shalomim. So, and I call upon it, this is a chiddush that now the truth is, in the cave of Zifchei Shalomim is not talking about a case that animal would potentially be a bechor, because in order to be a bechor it has to be a male. A female is never a bechor. So what's this harama that we're talking about in the cave of Zichri Shalom? That's a regular din. Gemara says that we're talking about a behemoth which is already hektish. So let's say it's a chatos and became pregnant. He doesn't want the vlad offspring to be a chatos, because it's going to be a chatos, it'll be a vlad chatos, and then you have to kill it. So what does he do? He says that when it gives birth it should be a shlomim, and therefore, since this Mishnah holds that the Uber gets his Kedusha at the time of the birth, you can now be Kaveya that it's not a Chatas, though. At the time it's supposed to be Kodesh, she wants it to be a Shlomim and not a Chatas, and the Mela will be able to use it.